What would you say is one of the hardest things to deal with in life? I don't know about you, but for me, sin is one of the hardest things I have to deal with. Mm-hmm. Well, what is the definition of sin? Sin is a source of action that is known to be referred to as disobedience, transgression, and ungodliness. Sin is something every one of us has. There's not really a way around it. If you will, please turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20. Yeah, chapter 7, verse 20. For there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin. This verse shows us it's pretty impossible not to sin. A few sins that I have a hard time dealing with is gossiping, pride, and anger. What comes out of our mouth is an indication of what is inside of you. We can see in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, how Paul tells us not to allow useless words to come out of our mouths. But what really helps me with these sins is to know everyone of us has sins and goes through the same issues as us. Another big problem with sin is how it separates us from God. Let's look over at 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. And it reads, "But when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak consents, you sin against Christ." When we sin, I don't think we always remember that we're sinning to other people, but how we're sinning against God. Isaiah 59, verse 2 reads, "But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you. Therefore, sin may do more harm than anything else to impair our relationship with God. The best thing we can do to keep our relationship the best with God is to repent when we have sinned, and he'll forgive us." If you'll look over at 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, with me. And it reads, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." As long as we are always trying our hardest to keep sin out of our lives, it's going to be the best thing for us in our relationship with God. I know it's a lot harder than it sounds to keep sin from staying out of our lives, but I'm going to share with you 3 tips on how to make sin in our life easier to deal with. The first thing you need to do is to figure out your main issue you have with sin. And it says in Psalms 139, verse 22, "Consider your ways." And in other words, refers to as to take a good, deep look at yourself. Next, once you have addressed our issues, we need to take charge within ourselves and let change happen. And lastly, making new habits for yourself can be a really good thing for you and have really great effects. One of the best habits that you could get yourself into is reading your Bible daily. Whenever you find yourself to have a little spare time in the day, is the best time to start reading your Bible. This month in our 28 days packet, it's to say a prayer a day. Praying daily can really help change your mindset for the day. We should always put God first before anything else in our lives. Throughout all of this, we need to always remember how God will love us no matter what, and we are never alone with God always by our side. One of my favorite verses that always helps to remind me of God's love for me is 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." I hope that at the end of this lesson, I've somehow made your life with sin easier to deal with.